Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Waking Up Blessed, part of Rockers in Recovery. You can check it out at rockersinrecovery.com. And, of course, Waking Up Blessed is all about starting our day with inspirational stories of experience, strength, and hope. And we want to thank SoberMap for making that possible. Check them out at SoberMap.com. It's a great day. We get to wake up blessed here and get to move forward with a day of recovery and carry a message of hope. I want to thank everybody for their well wishes for Lori yesterday and all the love that we've been getting on the posts across the social media platforms. You guys rock. Gives her inspiration, gives her hope, and we thank you for, just stopping and dropping a, little message to her. It helps everybody, and most importantly, we get to see that there's support out there, and she gets to see that, and it gives her hope. Just like we want to give hope this morning. We got a great guy doing it, Randy Harvey. I'll tell you about Randy. Randy is a drummer, but he's also known as Randy the Painter. Out of Knoxville, Tennessee, Randy's a great guy. He has traveled the globe to be at Rockers in Recovery events. Him and George Massengill and Davis Mitchell. And Randy is a great supporter and a great friend to Rockers in Recovery and also to me personally. And Randy's a person that doesn't have a lot to say, but you can tell that he's just there and always there to support and to be able to help in any way he possibly can. But when he does say something, it's, huge, and he has a great message of hope. And we're going to bring Randy on, and we're going to talk to him about Waking Up Blessed. Randy, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Morning, John.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Hey, Randy, thank you so much for being on the show this morning, and thank you for the support that you've given over the years to Rockers in Recovery. And what's it like for you to wake up blessed? What does that mean to you?
Well, the biggest thing about waking up blessed this morning that I didn't have to go cop drugs this morning. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anything after that's a gift.
Do you find yourself, how do you start your day? What's your day look like? If there's a newcomer or somebody that's out there that doesn't know what recovery looks like, help put a face on it. What's it like starting your day in recovery?
Well, starting my day in recovery, I usually pray first thing in the morning and do my meditation. And sometime during the day, I will either call my sponsor or make it to a meeting and all the above.
That's beautiful. Do you find that music, because you play music, you go out and play with George, and do you find that's a healing experience for you? What's your music like when you play out?
I feel like when we play, I get in touch with that, that inner self there, that conscious contact.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel good about, I'm grateful that I don't have to be the person that I was, before I came in. And that music kind of releases and gives me a whole different opportunity and know that there's more in life and recovery if I just look for it, like through music. It made me feel good. Made me feel good about myself. Just made me feel good.
When I watch you on Facebook and your posts and all of that. You're also a painter by trade, and you
take
so much pride, and you really, what you say you're going to do, you do. And do you find that recovery has helped you in the business sector to be a better person and to give people what they expect?
Well, if I didn't have my recovery, there's one thing about business. The recovery point stand of it, it's helped me to learn how to be a better businessman. It's taught me how to talk to people. It's taught me when I say something, I follow up, I do what I say and say what I do. I try to live this program whenever I'm out there. I never was a good businessman until I come into recovery. And recovery, these 12 steps taught me how to be a better businessman.
Have you found that, what type of literature do you find that you gravitate to that helps you on a daily basis?
Well, the biggest thing that helps me that I use the 12 steps. I do the 1-2-3 thing. I can, he can, so I think I'll let him steps 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be one of my biggest tools that I use. One of the other biggest tools that I use is helping the newcomer. Without helping the newcomer, I wouldn't be here. And I think that's the lifeblood of this fellowship, is helping the newcomer. And when I do it, I reap the rewards from it. I see people come in, you know, jonesing and geeking and you know, and the barely just a couple of days, and they don't know what to do. And I try to come in and just share the message of hope that you never, ever have to use again. Hold on, pain ends. Hearing other people's experience. You know, I try to tell people that the thoughts that want to use drugs get further and further apart. The longer you stay clean, if you don't believe that, believe that we believe that, and it'll help you get you through your first 90 days. And you know, one thing about the newcomer is they don't know that the program works, and I think it's for people who's been around for a little while. I think it's their responsibility to carry that message to them, to let them know that they're not always going to be thinking about drugs. They're going to have far more bigger problems than drugs once you stay clean for a little while.
What brought you to the point where surrender happened to you? Because that's where what we have to do. We have to throw our hands up and say, okay, I'm done. You know, where do I go next? What do I need to do? How do I get the help? Blah, 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 blah. That's what took place for me. You know what I mean? And that 1,000-piece band was going on in my head. So what happened for you that made you make that turn?
What happened to me is I was sitting at home, and I'd been using against my will. And I'd been on a drinking binge and doing narcotics and not letting off the gas for several days. And I took a 12-gauge shotgun and stuck it up in between my legs and pulled the hammer back. And a guy came in that I was using with and come in and took the gun from me. And I had a God worked in my life that night, because the next day I went into treatment. And that's where I had my spiritual awakening, the first time that I actually called on the God of my understanding to help me, because I couldn't help myself. And it started to happen for me. Recovery started to happen once I went through treatment and walked into these rooms.
Do you find now, because you made that choice, your family life, what's your family life like? I see that you have a powerful family behind you.
Yeah. My family life has improved 100%. I truly do believe that if you can't get clean for yourself, you better get clean for your kids. Because if you don't, you'll raise little drug addicts to be just like you. I think you have to, it comes a time in life that, like my sponsor told me when I first got here, what do you have to change? Well, you have to change everything. And, you know, now, I truly do believe if you don't make a change, that we got to break the cycle so the kids won't keep going down the same road that we went through.
Great message of hope, Randy. In closing, if you had somebody out there that was suffering this morning, that was on the fence and wanted to make a decision, maybe to move forward and get clean, what would you say to them?
What would I say to them if they wanted to get clean right now? I would tell them to get away from the dope man's house, to quit going around old playgrounds and playmates. I would tell them to clean their house, get rid of all the drugs and drug paraphernalia. It's funny that you say that, because as we speak right now, I am absolutely cleaning out a house that my niece lived in, who was a heroin addict, and we came through and cleaned all her rigs and everything out of here the other day, and now we're going through the house remodeling the house, and she's lost touch with reality. You know, Jimmy Cannon, the founder of NA, said, we're responsible for planting a seed, but we're not responsible for making it grow. But it still hurts that when a loved one is out there struggling and there's nothing that you can do about it to save them. And what I would do to try to save her today, and which I have, is to try to carry that message that, you know, that you never, ever have to use again.
Great stuff, Randy. Randy, I want to thank you for taking the time this morning, being a part of the show, and most importantly, sharing your experience, strength, and hope with our listeners, an inspirational story. And what do you have coming up for music? Are you playing anything anywhere?
No, we just finished up a big deal. Davis came and a couple other artists came, and we had a big 90th birthday for my mother. We played a gig over here, and a bunch of people came. We had food, and we had a big gig we played over here. I think the next thing that me and George has got lined up is we're playing. They've asked us to play at the World in the auditoriums, what he told me.
Wow.
So I think we're going to be coming to the World of Narcotics Anonymous and playing at the playing at the auditorium is what I heard. Now, that's what I've heard.
Well, that's a beautiful thing, man. That's a big deal.
Yeah, that is. That's big stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So we're glad.
Well, before I forget, tell Lori that our prayers from Tennessee I've got everybody in Knoxville, Tennessee praying for her.
Yeah, man. We appreciate that big time. It's amazing the outpouring of support and love. And it just gives her a lot of hope. She smiles. It's just really cool to see what you guys, when you give a little message or you give a like or whatever it may be, you can see it just, lightens her up, It's a good thing.
Good.
So thank you for your prayers. And most importantly, thank you for showing, guys like me that, it's possible and, something you can recover and you can move on to have a healthy life and to continue to give it back no matter what.
Yeah, I'm picking up 24 years in November. If you'd asked me where I thought I would be when I walked in here and where I'm at today, I would have shortchanged myself hands down and what this program's done for me in my life. So if you're listening out there, you never ever have to use again. And you can work this program and live and be part of society and not be into the clutches of the disease.
Randy, you rock, brother. I want to thank you again for being on the show. We'll have you back in the future. And most importantly, stay safe and God bless your niece. And may he keep her safe as she goes through the road to her new recovery.
Thank you, John.
God bless, brother. We'll talk soon, my friend.
Okay, my brother.
All right. There you go, guys. Waking up blessed. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. Randy Harvey out of Knoxville, Tennessee. And Randy is a great guy, a great message of hope, and great drummer. Has played with, of course, George and Davis and the band for, a long time. It's funny. I met all these guys in 2008, 2009 down the Keys. They did our first Rockers in Recovery concert in 2011. We've gone on to do 29 festivals and concert music productions since then, and they've been a huge part of it, and we thank them always. Randy, great guy. So if you're checking out the show this morning, of course, Waking Up Blessed, again, it is about a day, getting a day, talking about the day. In recovery with inspirational stories of experience, strength, and hope. I want to thank SoberMap app at SoberMap.com for taking the time to, of course, sponsor our show. If you'd like to sponsor us, you can go to RockersInRecovery.com and click on sponsorship, and there's more information there. You can also, of course, check out the sponsors today on the Blog Talk Radio page. Of course, you'll see Clearbrook Treatment Centers and Amethyst Recovery Center and The Shores Treatment and Recovery, Hope and Grace Recovery Centers, and there's more, of course, recovery resources and our media partners at rockersandrecovery.com. Just click on media partners. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. Tomorrow, check us out. We have Mitz, M-I-Z, at Mitz Music on Facebook. This is a song that he wrote when he first got clean, and he's going to be on the show tomorrow talking music and, of course, Waking Up Blessed. So check out Dope Sick Blues by Mitz, Mitz Music, M-I-Z Music, at Facebook.
It's 5 a.m. and the sun will be rising soon. There ain't a damn thing I can do. It's cold outside and I feel like I'm ready for the spring. Or just to hear the morning sing.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.